We're back.
No, this does not say I heart hot moms. It says I heart Manila.
Where all the hot moms are at. Hey, move, stand up, stand up.
This is so big. I put the bass in zero bass one.
I'm Clarence Angelo.
Hey, Hola! I'm Alcheska.
And you're watching Asian Glow Podcast. Oh my god, these pants are like tight.
Pants. Change it into sweatpants.
I'm gonna unbutton one button, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
thank
god. Ooh, it's male. What that male?
Girl, did you know I had to size up?
What that male?
Ew, what that male?
Ew, what that male?
That's a new vocal stem.
Male, M-E-L-S.
What the male? What the is up, guys?
How are y'all doing in Trump's America?
In Trump's America.
Yeah. How are y'all holding up? How y'all holding up?
Are we good? Are we okay? We're not.
Nah.
It's the year of the snake, guys. And with that being said, let's have all the men flash us with their snakes this year. Woo! Hiss. Hiss.
Piss on me.
Just
on me, please, with your snake.
Well, welcome back. We have a podcast episode for you guys today. Let's get into it. Fuck. Shall we?
We shall.
I think that's good. Happy Lunar New Year.
Happy Lunar New Year!
To all of you that are winning in Trump's America, Happy New Year. To all of you that are losing in Trump's America, Happy Lunar New Year!
Yeah!
But we wanted to just kind of catch up first before we get into the beef, the meat, the shaft of today's conversation. Before we stroke the shaft of today's conversation.
Stroke yourselves into the new year.
How have you been? You went to New York.
I went to New York.
You went to New York. You went to New York, the Glee version.
Yeah.
And then, wait, let me pop quiz. You went to Virginia.
Yes.
The land of the virgins.
Yeah.
Don't forget it, girl. Did you drive?
Yes, girl. I road tripped with my family all the way to Virginia. We stopped in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello.
I was across from
Miss Dolly.
I was across from the fucking Decca Stadium.
I hate that you call it the Decca Stadium.
Yes, I went to Virginia, and then I stayed in New Jersey, and then I went to New York.
Yes,
and it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we only went to Times Square, which I know is like...
This whole thing about you feeling having to feel different than everyone needs to go, because Times Square is like, it's great.
No. Okay. I think Times Square is fun, but it was fucking terrible because we drove in the night before.
You drove into Times Square?
Yes. Okay. Let me tell you. So, my whole family was in Virginia.
Okay.
9 fucking people, period.
Okay.
And that can't fit in the SUV, bitch. So we rented a fucking bus van.
Love.
We paid for parking the night before because we were like, okay, we're going to like drive into New York, find this parking garage, and then we're just going to walk all over. We get to New York.
And you couldn't find the parking garage.
Found it. Okay. And we pulled up. And then the man comes out. He goes, no bus. No bus. My fucking Tito was like, oh, shit. So he started reversing.
Yeah.
Mind you, 9 a.m.
Okay.
9 a.m. Reversing. And then he's like stressed because the streets are so tight.
Yeah.
Parked with cars and stuff. He hits a car.
Okay.
And bitch, it wasn't like tapped. It was like
with a bus. You turn around and the car is flattened.
Okay. And so my sister was like sitting behind me in the car, and she was like, "You didn't even scratch it. Like you didn't even tap it, girl." We drove away. I looked at the car, girl. That car was aluminum foil.
Girl, you looked in the car, and the driver was. The driver was hanging out.
Driver upside down.
You didn't even scratch it. There's no scratch on the car, but the driver's...
The driver's underneath the car. But New York was fun.
Okay.
I went to the Line store.
First time.
I've been to New York before, but when I was like 13.
A child.
Yeah.
Oh, a child. I think you should go with like youngins next time.
Yeah.
Because it's magical. Magical the way that New York drains your wallet. But magical in every other way as well. I just released a vlog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just released a vlog that I was in Indonesia and Thailand. And then this week, whenever this is going to come out, it's going to be the Philippines. I didn't get in the vlog the day I got to Bangkok. And this is, it's because I was like, that's too much of a story to explain over a vlog.
Okay. People can be, oh my God, I'm excited.
So the day I got to Bangkok was the day I left, obviously, Indonesia. And yeah. I got to Bangkok in at 11 p.m.
Oh, right? Wow.
And my friend Helen, who mm-hmm. I dance with here,
yeah.
and my friend Jonathan, who I grew up with in the Bay Area, he was there in Bangkok because he was studying abroad, right?
Wow, okay.
So he was there on his last 2 days, and he mm-hmm. was like, oh, let's grab dinner. And I was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to get there at 11, so, like, whatever. And it's me, Jonathan, and
Helen
mm-hmm. right, walking around.
Oh, I love Helen.
And we are walking through to where the restaurant was going to be. Mm-hmm. And on the way, I was like, oh, my God, that alley looks fucking amazing. Like, yeah. I think we should go, like, can we check that alley out? We go down the street, and I'm pulling it up. We go down this street, and here's the street, right? It's amazing.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
this is a cute picture.
I am like, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. I'm literally living.
What?
Look closely at the video.
Okay.
The speed in which I bring this camera down.
Uh-huh.
So this street is called Soy Cowboy. Soy Cowboy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God! Oh my God!
Why?
At some point, I just see boobs. I see boobs everywhere. And my face goes from wow to... Mind you, my friend Jonathan is deeply in love with his girlfriend. Who listens to the podcast?
Uh-huh.
Deeply in love with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
His dream girl, head down. Dream girl. They're like dream people for each other. Aww. Like they've been together for forever. Uh-huh. Honestly, their goals.
Yeah.
And so, me, Helen, and Jonathan. Jonathan, anytime a girl would come up and be like, "We have to," he'd be like,
"Ah!" Screaming.
And then I'm like, "No one's coming up to me. Like, why is no one coming up to me?" And then we get to the end of the street. I said, "There was no food."
And then.
I was like, there's no food. And this woman comes up at the end of the hallway or at the end of the alley. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, we have food here. We have food here.
She's like,
we have food. We have ping pong show. Like, we have all this.
Yeah.
Do you know what a ping pong show is?
No.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Ho.
What?
What do you think it is?
I feel like it's just people playing ping pong. But okay. if you're on Soy Cowboy Alley, then...
Okay.
I don't know, ping pong like boobs.
So ping pong shows uh-huh. is you enter a bar and there's elevated surfaces with women on it.
Right. Like a club.
Yeah.
Okay.
They put a ping pong ball up there.
No.
Shoot it at the general audience.
No.
I am for real.
No.
Get this, girl.
What?
At some of them, there's a fish tank inside the place. They put a fish.
No.
Up.
No, they don't.
Hold on.
This is animal abuse.
And they put the ping pong in the fish's mouth and the fish shoots it out. Oh, God.
So you watched the ping
pong? I didn't watch the ping pong.
How did you know? It was on the table.
Because I put a fish up there.
You're like, it's swimming up. It's swimming.
I burp and a ping pong ball comes out. A ping pong ball comes out and you see a fish tail out my uvula. Okay. Playing ping pong with my uvula. Okay. Anyways. So,
what the
how
fuck?
I learned
yeah.
was this woman who came up to us like, oh, we got food. I was like, oh, what's a ping pong show?
Uh-huh.
And Jonathan was like, no. I was like, and she was like, okay, so get this.
Oh.
Queen of oversharing.
That is crazy. She was like,
they put the ping pong ball up their pussy. and then that pussy's tight enough that it squeezes the ping pong balls out. And you just got that pussy juice and that ping pong ball on you. And I go, oh. Thank you so much. We go out. I'm not going to go into detail on this one, but we went to this club called DJ Station. Hey, if you are rainbow colored, if you're a part of the rainbow race, go to DJ Station.
Yeah, so DJ Station, girl.
Is an alley, like an alley of clubs.
So many alleys.
That you just pay mm-hmm. one cover to enter this alley. Does that make sense?
I wish that was
so you pay $10,
yeah.
you show your passport and go through security, and it's like... Rainbow Village in there.
Wow.
And there's like one part with like go-go dancers, one part with a drag queen singing on a karaoke stage, one part that's more bougie, like kind of Gossip Girl gold vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the biggest part is a K-pop club. And let me just tell you, bitch, it was camp. There were two things that were just, y'all thought you've been to a random dance play? I'm never going to.
You hoes are getting absolutely demolished at, what is it called?
At DJ Station.
DJ Station, bitch.
Girl. Girl.
What?
First of all, drinks were humongous. Second of all, there was like, I saw, since we got there early, as people were coming in, I saw this group of like boys.
Yeah.
They walk in with their purse. And then I lit camp.
What?
Hands the purse to the bouncer and goes, my table, please. And that's the squad of like girls, the gays, they were all boys, makeup done, face done.
Oh my God.
Like idol makeup done. A girl is performing the beginning of ABCD and she disappears. I'm like, where'd she go? She was eating. Yeah. Where'd she go? She was eating. She was fucking eating.
Yeah.
This gagged me. This plucked me more than Glinda and Alphaba.
What?
She comes in from the back.
Uh-huh.
Right before
the lift.
She gives, again, the purse is the thing there. She gives the purse to one of the people also performing. Two guys come up, give her the lift, and she goes,
oh my God.
And she does all the floor choreo and she does the dance break.
All she what? Did,
I but I saw it in the beginning. She looks at two guys while she's dancing, and she goes, and she just. Ah!
Southeast Asians are so talented.
It's different. It's different there.
Yeah, bitch. It's choreo. It's a music video. Imagine it's
the
drama.
And imagine the gays' reaction to that. It was ridiculous.
I'm so jealous.
It was ridiculous.
It must have been so fucking fun. Said, yeah.
Like it was. It wasn't. It was like yeah.
It wasn't even.
And
it
then
was
everyone was like, "Don't you dare, girl." It. She lives in my dreams.
That is.
Y'all think
so...
about Taewon. I think about DJ Station Girl. Okay, but anyways, that was vacation.
I'm so jealous.
And now that we're back, like, what are we up to now? I think you're
Nothing.
Reading. I said, "What you doing?" And she's like, "Reading a book." I said, "Good joke, Cole."
Yeah, I'm gonna be intellectual. Just you bitches wait.
So what?
I'm like, I'm gonna be intellectual. I'm reading.
Are you actually?
Yeah, girl.
Period. Like fairy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I was told to read because someone called me dumb.
Like what?
They said you need to read. Look me up and down. She read me, bitch.
She read you.
Yeah.
I told you to do it too.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm reading Zodiac Academy.
Oh my God. Is that where Sophia was discovered?
Sophia.
Oh. I let you start with it. I said.
Okay, bitch. I'm this in. Is fucking comp, bitch. Yeah. Close your eyes. Imagine everything that I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm in.
Twin sisters, Darcy and Tori Vega, discover.
No way. Vega? Really?
Tori Vega, bitch.
Is her name?
Yes, girl.
Ridiculous. Okay, let me not interrupt.
Tori Vega discover their fey heritage and are unexpectedly enrolled at the Zodiac Academy, where they must learn to control their magical powers while navigating the dangerous and elite world of the fey, all while facing hostility from the Academy's most powerful students, particularly the celestial heirs, Darius, Caleb, Max, and Seth, as they fight to claim their rightful place in the fey realm.
Wait, fey?
You know, like, fairies, werewolves, vampires, like, mythical Realm. Creatures, they are all fey.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, bitches with power.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, girl. It. Anyway, see, yeah, they're in...
I am stupid, I didn't know what that...
They're in Zodiac Academy, and they have to, like, master the elements have. People usually have only, like, 1 to 2 elements. Girl, they got all 4. The 4 elements are fire, water, air, earth.
Oh,
Avatar.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch. Okay, so it's like all enemies to lovers.
Yep. Cook.
You're locked in, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Reading that book while dripping down there. Hey, hey.
So,
is this? Let's hear it.
This scene that I read last night. There's this part where one of the twins, Tori, is in like a library poker room of one of the celestial heirs with one of the heirs. His name is Caleb. They're about
old money.
Technically, yes.
Old money rich.
Yeah.
She's in a library with old money rich?
Yes,
oh,
girl.
It's Gossip Girl.
And so they're like, they were like playing a game where they were like chasing each other all over his big ass mansion. Help. And so he like catches her because he's like a vampire. Okay. He catches her and then she's like, what are you gonna do about it? So then they start making out. Duh. He takes her onto the poker table and there's like different powers that you can have. So one of the powers that you can have is called a silencing bubble. He puts the silencing bubble around them so he can f*** the shit out of her. What? What are you
talking about?
Bow.
Oh, ho.
So, bitch, she's like in a love triangle with this guy, Caleb, and then another guy whose name is Darius.
Because they're in the library.
He puts a silencing bubble around them. Darius is knocking outside of the fucking...
And they can't hear him.
No, they can hear him, but he can't hear them. Girl, are you fucking lying? A silencing bubble so he can fucking...
Were you silenced or were we silenced?
All the future K-dramas from this point on out, they need to... be like that. I need to see scenes with silence.
I better see some Vine fucks and some
EXO Kitty. You need to take fucking notes. Yeah. I need to see Minho and the silencing bubble.
It's a little too explicit.
Anyway,
don't hear that.
Baby girl, cover your ears.
Yeah, baby girl, cover your ears.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
That's okay. I need to do some more and get. So my thing is, I think maybe this is like.
You need to find the
fiction.
Right
fiction. I don't do fiction like...
What?
I don't do fiction book.
Girl, you need to do fantasy book.
Exactly, I do. I'm not I'm not like saying I'm any better for not.
Yeah.
Trust. Uh-huh. But it's because I watch fiction as media.
Oh, yeah.
And when I read, I think my brain is still like, oh, because reading is... in school was like a required thing to learn.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a thing for entertainment. So like I read shit like Crying in H Mart, which was entertaining, but it's like nonfiction memoir.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book
that's
right
like
now.
That's like a traumatic book.
That's nonfiction.
Yeah.
Right? But like
girl, you need to get into find your love for reading books again.
You know how Ariana is like reviving her
by reading Korn.
That's what I was gonna say. You know how Ariana's like, I'm returning back to my musical theater background.
Yeah.
Returning back to your fucking AO3 background. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if it's my year for that. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
But my thing was kind of it has to do with fiction, but I haven't seen for this year, like I wanted to watch all the classic movies.
Yeah.
Classic / iconic. So like
She's Dating the Gangster.
Like, to all the boys I've loved before.
No. Okay, what's wrong with both those movies? What the fuck?
I just feel like when I talk to people who are still my age and they give references to classics, I don't know it.
Me too.
Like, I know Carpe Diem from Dead Poets Society. Have you seen Dead Poets Society?
Oh, shit.
For example, like, movies like that. I haven't seen Birdcage, which is a Robin Williams film about queerness.
Uh-huh.
To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything. I heard that's the classic movie for a queer person.
Really?
It's Ariana Grande's favorite movie of all time.
What?
And I haven't seen any that. Paris is Burning, The Last Holiday. That's the other ones I have. I haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge. I recently watched the 6888 on Netflix. I gave it 3 stars out of 5.
Wait, this is... I have not...
It's a war movie.
Engaged
and,
in
and I really
these.
Liked it. Do you know who Kerry Washington is?
I think so. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Kerry M.F. Washington.
Yeah,
girl.
Bitch.
Her performance was insane. So I was like, I haven't watched like the iconic military movies. I haven't seen all those. Shawshank Redemption, I've never seen, but everyone says it's the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah.
The Gladiator, I've never seen. All these like... movies. When I watched 6888, for example, it was a movie about World War II. World War II. I could be wrong. I think it's World War II because it had to do with Germany. And I was like, the problems in the movie were like the current problems today.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, and Wicked problems. I mean, that's fiction, but like,
yeah,
problems in that movie were the problems today. And I was like, oh my god, I need to like. Sometimes I feel like the problems now are just like only now.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, no, like history repeats itself for a fucking reason.
Yeah, they're generational issues.
And so I feel like, I don't know, something about it will make me feel like, oh, okay, if we got through problems back then, we can get through problems now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm feeling a little cynical recently. So, I don't know. That was, like, my thing. I needed to watch, like, the iconic movies. Not necessarily, like, classics, but, like, Grand Budapest Hotel is on here.
I've heard of that. I need to watch them, too.
Like, I need to watch these. Because, like, they're all, like, iconic. Mm-hmm, and I love movies, bitch. My last fucking solo episode, I was like, I wish I majored in film.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's my thing. I've been wanting to watch classic movies. This is a part of the podcast where we answer your questions that you send us on Instagram and TikTok. The amount of questions that y'all were like, Clarence, Bruno Mars released a new song. I know! I saw it! And as someone who used to run a fan account called Planet Mars, yeah, get into it.
That is such a good name.
Planet Mars, 3 S's, 1 Z per.
Cannot. How many followers did you have?
Girl, back then,
yeah,
it was 800.
That's a lot. How old were you? What is that, like 2013?
When 7th grade was 2012.
That's a lot.
And that's why I am the
girl,
way
bitches
I am today.
Didn't even break 100 back then.
Girl, 800 adjusted today. I'm fucking Alex Earl. I'm excited. I fucking love Bruno Mars. I love Bruno Mars too. His ballads.
If the world was ending, I don't have an ex to
I'm about
you.
To cry to this fat, ooh, juicy, and wet.
What?
And I bet you it's going to be something that's like metaphorical. Fat, juicy, and wet.
Look at this.
Heart.
Look at this.
With sexy red on it is a bold claim.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't even gangbang.
Pussy so good.
He's gonna throw up a set.
I don't
First
know.
Of all, don't gangbang.
You don't gotta gangbang. It's like, not a requirement.
Noah was claiming that you gangbang.
Yeah. He's taking those allegations down.
gangbangs on your nun. GTS. I think her cookie good.
No, we are going back. We're going backwards in lyricism. We are going backwards.
I think she think her cookie is good.
Y'all need to open a book once in a while.
Glinda.
Oh, Glinda. Sexy red is Glinda.
Look, it's Glinda.
Glinda Queen.
Let us be. Pussy so good.
Pussy's all wet. Pussy so likes snow. Wanna put it up your nose. Glinda Buck. Oh, that's cute. Oh, word. Wait, there's so much to process.
So, in this essay, I will. It's like you presented this at a college. So, this music video. Poetic.
Rap game fire.
I didn't know talking to the moon was talking to someone's moon.
The moon cakes. Thank you. Happy Lunar New Year.
Oh, yeah. This song is about moon cake. The red. Sexy red, as in red envelope. Sexy red envelope, because getting money is sexy.
Yeah. Intellectual analysis. Yes, Thank you.
Yeah, you want that money.
Yes, you want that money. What the
fuck? And cookies are good. Cookies are good. Collard chips are hot. It's off coined.
Enough.
Okay, next question.
Wait, next question. Are we done analyzing it? That was crazy. That was actually fucking crazy.
That's all that. What analyzing is there to do?
I don't know. Added to my liked songs.
Added to my playlist called When Depressed. Okay, next question. What was the first steamy scene you ever saw as a child that you won't forget?
I think these two really formed who I am today.
Me too. Mine is like...
Can I say mine first?
What is it from, a show or a movie?
I have a show and a movie.
Okay, your show. Name the show. 3, 2, 1. Glee.
No.
And then sit down. What two characters? 3, 2, 1.
Santana and Brittany.
Gay ass, huh? Gay ass.
Why is your Sam McQuinn? Why is your Sam McQuinn?
Slutty ass lesbo. Cookie eater.
Ping pong hammer. Yes, girl.
Mine was Sam McQuinn.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Trouty mouth. Was it in front of the fireplace?
They were on a bed. I remember it so clearly because I was like, something is happening to me.
Really?
My coochie.
My coochie's getting fat, juicy, and wet right now.
Was Glee everyone's like, oh!
Yeah. Okay, mine was actually crazy because I wasn't allowed to watch Glee. My scene was... So my scene was used in a Glee promo. I never was allowed
and
to watch
like,
the show.
What
but I remember
that?
it would play as commercials, and I was like, I was just sitting with my sister who did watch Glee. She didn't cover my fucking eyes in time because I saw Santana and Brittany making out on that fucking pink bed, yeah. Girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And your sister looked over at you and your legs were like this. You're like, ah, I don't know what's happening.
My sister was like, ew.
What kind of gay shit is this? You're like, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, for sure. It's
no.
So gross.
Glee, okay. But my second one is...
Mine is... This one is arguably weirder.
I'm gonna take, like, full responsibility that this is fucked.
Okay, mine is weird.
Mine is like, it shouldn't be what you remember this movie for. It's so bad.
Okay, what is it?
So my other, like, egg scene... Uh-huh. Steamy scene.
Uh-huh.
Was from the movie The Blind Side. The Christian movie. The Christian movie about a white family having like white hero complex.
Yes, bitch. Okay.
I'm
not gonna lie, I think mine's weirder.
But like the whole thing was about perseverance.
Yeah,
and, like,
girl.
Sandra Bullock being mother.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Sandra Bullock, get her cookie ate.
You didn't need to say that.
That's what I remember.
That's so, yeah. Fucking
Glee
crazy.
And The Blind Side. Those are the two current day political parties.
Mine was Avatar.
The blue ones. They had sex?
The thing is that they didn't.
Girl.
Okay, I was... Okay, let me fend for myself. I was watching it with my cousins, and then my cousins like were like, "Den, don't watch," because I was the youngest. And I was like, I was so young. I was like, "What do they not want me to watch?" So I looked it up later.
Okay.
And the way that those creatures like
move,
procreate, or like the way that they like
the tails, something with the tails.
Yes, they connect the tails.
It got you going.
Hmm.
We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah, they connected the tails. But then it wasn't like anything like... it was more like, wow, love. But it had the intimacy of eggs. Okay, yours was The Blind Side.
Mine was humans, bitch.
Oh.
Okay, last question. What is a K-pop song that you need to see live before you die?
I have multiple.
Let me give you a hint.
Let me give you a hint. Hold this.
Super Tuna.
What the what part of this was Super fish? Tuna? Does this look like a fucking fish? Are you simple?
Butterfly?
No, well, okay, I can see how this. Okay,
what was mine? What was mine?
Dimple ho.
You say fat, juicy, and wet.
Okay, well,
dimple.
What was it? Guess mine.
Black Swan.
No, damn it, BTS. is this?
The national anthem. What? The U.S. national anthem.
What are these?
Wings. Oh!
I have to see Wings.
Oh, that's... And J-Hope's going on tour.
Spread my wings.
J-Hope's going on tour, too. If I don't see... the girls who know. The Dimple and Pied Piper back-to-back. Speaking of getting piped and pied. anyway. If I don't see Dimple live...
Speaking of getting piped and pied.
Just one.
That is so... Like... What? Piped or pie?
No. Just one of Pied Piper or Dimple Live. Okay.
Which one would you rather see?
Pied Piper is like my favorite of all time.
Yeah, I fucking love that song.
Like, I'll cry. But with Dimple, I'll cry down there. I need to see Boombayah so fucking
bad. Oh my god, I love to see Boombayah.
I
want to
see Boombayah.
I just want to see Boombayah.
My mom, I have to get tickets. I have to see
Boombayah.
She's like, oh shit.
Oh shit, get me one too. Yeah, I want to see Boombayah.
I need to see Boom Boom Chocolat too.
Oh my god, I was gonna say that. I was actually gonna fucking say that.
I know, I'm just.
Na-na-na-na goodie. You're singing right now. Na-na-na goodie.
I mean, Black Swan's like whatever, but
Black Swan, whatever.
I feel like what I'm just saying is I need to see BTS live.
Yeah, I need to see BTS.
But like.
Y'all really want to get niche? I need to see GOT7's A live. I need to see Magnetic Girl by GOT7 quickly.
I need to see
Fantastic Baby by Big Bang quickly, pronto. I need to see Back to Me by GOT7. I need to see Drip Drip by Taemin.
You want to see Taemin do what?
I want to see Born Singer by BTS. That's actually it.
I'm a born singer.
When they're on that fucking revolving or like that spinning ass stage. I swear.
My EXO one is Tempo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ho.
Don't mess up my tempo. Oh my god, and Save Me by BTS. We just.
That song, deadass, when I hear. If I hear that pitch in any. If I hear that pitch anywhere, this is fucking.
I'm whipping my head.
This is like insane of me. What? But I actually am like. Someone's playing this
song.
Girl,
me too. I need to see the Save Me and then back to back, I'm fine. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Save me. I'm not fine. That's the end of today's episode, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And we hope that today's yoga session was helpful and you're grateful for your body today. Vahasana.
What the fuck is that?
That's a yoga word.
Vahasana.
I barely know her.
That didn't make any sense.
If you've been watching for a long time, please consider subscribing. And if you are crazy, join our Discord if you're over the age of 16. Other than that, we live stream every Tuesday. She live streams every Friday. And we hope you guys have a fantastic day. Thank you for shopping at Seafood City. We're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language.
He saw
Delawa
Tatlo
Inga motherfucker
Inga
Bad Doozy out with it. Hey. Guess I needed a home. So whose two hands would you want on you, Jake?